Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting seventh. The first baseman, David Segui. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jamie Moyer. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting third. The DH, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Winfield. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dave McCarty. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Erickson. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Anderson moves to second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Harbeck. Anderson moves to third. McLemore moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Anderson tags and scores. McLemore tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Winfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McLemore tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Segui scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Puckett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Segui strikes out. One out. Harold Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to second. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Winfield strikes out. 1 out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper strikes out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McCarty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McLemore strikes out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux strikes out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Chris Hoyle's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyles hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pagliarulo is hit by the pitch. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears strikes out. 1 out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Segui is 0-for-1 in the game. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harold Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Winfield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Winfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Winfield hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Devereaux, who is chasing the ball. Winfield reaches third base with a triple. Brian Harper, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McLemore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McLemore hits a line drive into right field. Winfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Devereaux strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McCarty is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pagliarulo is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pagliarulo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McLemore. Pagliarulo reaches second base with a double. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Segui is 0 for 2 in the game. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Winfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seghe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Winfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Winfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Devereaux. Winfield reaches second base with a double. Knobloch goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Orioles. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. One out. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a line drive into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McLemore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes McLemore. The throw from Harper and he is safe. McLemore steals second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-3 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McCarty is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarty strikes out. One out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Pagliarulo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Pagliarulo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to second. Todd Froworth now pitching. Chip Hale pinch hits for Pat Mears. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Harbeck moves to third. Pagliarulo moves to second. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chip Hale now playing second base. Chuck Knobloch now playing shortstop. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Damon Buford pinch runs for Harold Baines. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Buford steals second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoyles is hit by the pitch. Buford moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Larry Cajun now pitching. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Segui is 0-3 in the game. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to home to get Buford. Ripken moves to third. Hoyles moves to second. One out. Jeffrey Hammonds pinch hits for Harold Reynolds. Carl Willis now pitching. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Hoyles scores. Segui moves to second. It's 5-1, Orioles. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hewlett is 0-3 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hale catches it and throws to first to double up Hammonds. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds now playing right field. Mark McLemore now playing second base. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Puckett is 0-3 in the game. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Winfield is 2-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Winfield bunts towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Puckett moves to second. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There's a wild pitch. Puckett moves to third. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Harper is 0-3 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Puckett scores. It's 5-2, Orioles. Jim Poole now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Harbeck is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Harbeck hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McCarty is 0-3 in the game. McCarty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. George Tsamy's now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Anderson is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Orioles. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McLemore is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McLemore hits a line drive towards third. Pagliarulo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Devereaux is 0-4 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Buford hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of McCarty. Buford reaches second base with a double. Devereaux goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Ripken is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken is walked intentionally. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hoyles is 0-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hoyles hits a fly ball into center field. Max settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Seghi is 0-for-4 in the game. Seghi hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Buford scores. Ripken moves to second. It's 8-2, Orioles. Mike Hartley now pitching. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hammonds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Seghi moves to third. It's 9-2, Orioles. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett is 0-for-4 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Webster pinch hits for Mike Pagliarulo. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Webster hits a pop-up into right field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernardo Brito pinch hits for Chip Hale. Bernardo Brito is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brito hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Devereaux. Brito reaches second base with a double. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-4 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.